This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
Haydn nowadays is far less known than Mozart, whereas in their lifetimes, Haydn was a far more successful composer than Mozart. And Mozart had a tough time getting any jobs, and Haydn was lionized. He was the most sought-after composer and the most beloved composer of his time. With Haydn, the cliché is that he is the father of string quartets and the symphony. And he was an incredibly prolific composer. And the fact that he lived away from the center of things, being in the Esterházy estate for so many decades, working more or less in seclusion, I don't think he was out of touch with the real world, but he was certainly much less traveled than Mozart. And unlike Beethoven, who was in touch with a lot of things and styles being in Vienna, Haydn was really his own, on his own. And he thought of also many new ways to express the ideas and the forms. And he developed a very unique language. And nowadays, I find it's a pity that Haydn is not so often played. I mean, if you'd say, well, name a great tune of Haydn's, you know, from one of his symphonies, even I would be hard-pressed to really start humming one. And then you say, well, how about Mozart? And I can hum, you know, 60, 100 tunes that Mozart wrote. So it's an unfair comparison. But the fact is, Haydn wrote really beautiful music. And it's not just beautiful in the sense that we think, oh, it's easy listening. It's not terribly substantial. But the thing is, he wrote some incredibly dramatic works.
Thank you. Thank you.
So the genius of Haydn is not to be overlooked. I just feel bad that, yeah, there's no movie equivalent of Amadeus that portrays Haydn. You know, perhaps somebody will do a movie about Haydn one day and win a few Oscars, and then people say, oh yeah, Haydn was not bad after all.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.